know why you listen to this station. It plays new music, supports your community, and provides up-to-date news that you know you can trust. And unlike other stations, the people who work and volunteer here are a part of your community. Remember, though, they do this on a shoestring budget. The solution is the Community Radio Initiative. You can find out more details at mycri.ca. In just a few clicks, you can generate an email to send to the politicians who need to hear your message. mycri.ca.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Brazil.
Welcome back to Richard's show. Let's talk about the voice in your head that tells you that you don't belong in. Imposter syndrome is an overwhelming psychological feeling that you are a fraud, and that is only a matter of time before everyone finds out. Maybe you got accepted into a great program at SFU, or you just got a promotion at work. Instead of feeling proud, your brain tells you, "They made a mistake. I just got lucky. I'm not actually smart enough to be here." The wildest thing about imposter syndrome is that it usually affects the most intelligent and highly capable people. Because you are smart, you are hyper aware of how much you don't know. Here's your take-home message. Often we stand at the podium or we sit in a conference room and our hearts are pounding because we feel like a fraud about to be exposed. If you feel like this way, please believe me, you are not alone. Even the most senior professors or CEOs feel this way. Tonight, when you go home, I want you to make a fact list. Write down the challenges you have actually overcome. Write down the hard exams you passed. Those achievements in black and white are not luck. They are the late nights you endured and the sweat you shed. When the voice in your head lies to you, fight it with objective facts. Please graciously acknowledge your own excellence, because you deserve everything you have right now.
Come on.
So many lives lost. I know a few behind walls, cause these foolish bylaws. Big Pharma still cashing in, cashing in. They finally let us medicate as long as they can tax it. From my view, it's malpractice, cause now these doctors all prescribe what they ban. Must be magic, it's hard to trust authority. Yeah, when you're looking at it morally. I know some first-time weed dealers who got longer sentences than some of these child abusers on their third offense, and it's sick to see it happen over again and again. Just make it make sense, cause we can go back as far as you wanna. The history is there, and I would never trust someone who did me wrong this many years, but I wanna believe you're doing right by us. It's just hard when you blindside us. Make it make sense.
The things you do. Don't sell yourself to fall in love. The
things you do. No, it's dope, man. No, it's good. The penitentiary got a music class, but my daughter's school lost theirs. I know it's hard to keep it balancing, but all we ask is be honest with the challenges. Why does Scotia pay the highest taxes and got the worst health care? Why can't we afford health here, huh? Give the reserves clean water and a little bit of justice for the function from the government and the church too. It's only right they feel a fallout. Residential schools right here is where they call home. There's a lot about this country that I love, but there's things about this place that I'm ashamed of. Yeah, we need to talk about it, need to make a plan and recognize what we did to this native land. And maybe then we can look back and celebrate. Stop the hate, that's how you make a country great. Just make it make sense.
Welcome back to Rachel's show. We have time for two more quick psychological phenomena before we switch to our French section. The first one is spotlight effect. Have you ever spilled coffee on your shirt or said something awkward at a party and spent the next 3 days agonizing over it? You think everyone is judging you. Psychologists call this the spotlight effect. We are the center of our own universe, so we falsely assume everyone else is paying close attention to us. However, the fact is, or the band-aid is, the liberating truth is that nobody is watching you. Everyone is the main character of their own movie, and they are too busy worrying about their own spotlight to notice your mistakes. Wear the outfit you want, speak up, and the stage is yours. The second one is toxic positivity. We live in a culture that tells us good vibes only. If you are sad, Instagram tells you to just smile. But suppressing negative emotions is like holding a beach ball underwater. Eventually, it explodes to the surface. So what we can do is, when it rains, we don't pretend it's sunny. We grab an umbrella. Don't force a smile when your soul is crying. Allowing yourself to feel the rain. Acknowledging your pain is the fastest way through it. It is absolutely okay not to be okay. Alright, we are going to transition for the next 20 minutes. Just leave out her and Matt Funk Fong. We are going to switch to French. We will review these psychological concepts. And keeping with the vibe of the music today, I have some great French pop and R&B lined up for you. Restez avec moi sur CJSF. The next one is Tasher. It is what it is.
Hi, I'm Mary Dadia Rabah.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue dans la section française de l'émission. Je m'appelle Richard. Aujourd'hui, nous parlons de la psychologie. Mais d'abord, les nouvelles. Il y a un grand projet pour le SkyChain à Surrey. C'est excellent pour le transport. Aussi, le gouvernement protège nos données sur Internet. C'est très important pour notre vie privée. La météo, aujourd'hui, il fait beau. Le soleil est là. La température est de 23 degrés cet après-midi. Parfait. Parlons de la vie. En anglais, j'ai parlé de la surcharge urbaine. La ville est très bruyante. Il y a beaucoup de monde. Souvent, nous mettons des écouteurs pour bloquer le bruit. Nous sommes seuls dans la foule. Le message d'aujourd'hui, enlevez vos écouteurs de temps en temps. Regardez les gens souriez. Une petite connexion humaine chaque jour, c'est bon pour le cœur. Ne soyez pas un robot dans la vie. The next song is Aya Nakamura, Deja Deja.
Baby, tu dettes ça. Je suis pas ta cata, ja ja. Je en katana, baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, ja ja,
ja ja.
Y'a pas moyen, ja ja.
Je
suis pas ta cata, ja ja. Je en katana, baby, tu dettes ça.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Baby, tu dettes ça. Oh, jaja. Tu pas ta carte, jaja, non. Y'a pas moyen, jaja, ouais. En cas, t'en as, baby, tu dettes ça. D'après toi. En cas, t'en as, baby, tu dettes ça. En cas, t'en as, baby. En cas, t'en as, baby, tu dettes ça. En cas, t'en as, baby. Oh, jaja. Oh, jaja. Oh, jaja.
Durch sich CJSF Kat Fan Dis Point on FM. Continuons avec la psychologie. Beaucoup de personnes travaillent trop. C'est l'un l'anxiété de haute performance. Vous êtes comme un canard sur l'eau, comme un haut, mais très stressé en bas. Vous pensez, je dois travailler pour avoir de la valeur. Le message, arrêtez. Votre valeur n'est pas seulement votre travail ou vos notes à l'université. Prenez du temps pour vous. Cuisinez, écoutez de la musique. Vous avez le droit de ne rien faire. Ensuite, le syndrome de l'imposteur. Parfois, vous avez un succès, mais vous pensez, je suis un fraudeur. Je ne suis pas intelligent. C'est faux. Le message, ce soir, écrivez sur un papier vos succès ne sont pas de la chance. C'est votre travail. Soyez fiers de vous. La prochaine chanson, Stroma de santé.
À ceux qui n'en ont pas, à ceux qui n'en ont pas. Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi,
Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire, toi tu te prends des vestes au vestiaire. Arlette, arrête, toi la fête, tu la passes aux toilettes. Et si on célébrait ceux qui ne célèbrent pas? Pour une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Bonne manière. Pourquoi je ferais semblant? Toute façon, elle est payée pour le faire. Tu te prends pour ma mère? Dans une heure, je reviens. Que ce soit propre, qu'on puisse y manger par terre. 3 heures que j'attends. Franchement, il est fabrique ou quoi? Heureusement que c'est que de verre. Appelle-moi ton responsable. Et fais vite, elle pourrait se finir comme ça. Ta carrière. Oui, célébrons ceux qui ne célèbrent pas. Encore une fois, j'aimerais lever mon verre à ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas. Frottez, frottez. Mieux vaut ne pas si frottez. Si tu ne me connais pas, brosser, brosser, tu pourras toujours te brosser.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
During the summer breeding season, North America's Great Plains come alive with birdsong. Among the most memorable is the lark bunting, whose serenade is complete with costume and choreography. Lark buntings are migratory sparrows that live in grasslands from south-central Canada to the northern plateaus of Mexico. For most of the year, the buntings are brown, white, and streaky. They spend the winter traveling in large nomadic flocks in search of seeds and insects. But as spring approaches, the males become a velvety black with a contrasting patch of bright white feathers on each wing. Wardrobe change complete, this sparrow is ready to put on a show. Male lark buntings perform elaborate flight displays to attract mates and fend off rivals. First, the bunting ascends quickly, a dark spot rising through the open sky. Then he begins a slow descent, flashing those white feathers with each flap of his wings. Flying back to earth, the bunting belts out a complex series of trills, whistles, and buzzy phrases. A spectacular performance indeed. For Bird Note, I'm Burnaby.